Welcome to Really 103.5 Sports. In cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network, let's get set for tonight's exciting matchup, live on Willie 103.5.
Welcome, everyone, to tonight's broadcast between the Fairfield Falcons and the Northridge Raiders as we get set for tonight's pregame here at Jayco Arena. I'm your play-by-play, Joshua Pulaski, alongside my color commentary partner, Abram Hattery. Abram, another chance to be in Jayco Arena as we're going to see their high presentation for pregame. This is going to be a great game. Another team that's only lost one game, like we played against Bremen a couple games ago. And Fairfield coming in 15-3, a really strong team in the Northeast Corner Conference.
Yeah, both of us have lost to Goshen this season, so it's going to be great to see what the outcome of this game is, being both athletic teams, both strong, ready to dominate. We come into this game and see what they can do.
A lot of big things could happen tonight. Of course, the main man himself, Brady Scholl, for the Northridge Raiders. He's just been a dog all season. Would not be surprised if he's an all-star for Indiana. If you look at his stats, he's averaging 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks a game. So this man will be a dog in the Fairfield Falcons have to deal with. But Fairfield, a very team-oriented squad. They work alongside each other and will do their very best to play as a team, not just through one player.
Yes, exactly. They want to get the ball all around the court to each player as much as they can. They want each player to take that shot, see what they can do, find the right shot.
Well, as we're sitting here for pregame, joining us as well is the JV coach, Coach Neppert, after his strong game against the Northridge Raiders. Coach, not the result you wanted, but still a lot to learn in that Northridge game.
Yeah, extremely proud of these guys. We come into an environment like that, that felt like playing in a varsity-type atmosphere, something that we don't get the ability to do very often. We came in, we gave them everything they could handle. Just a tough game against a team that hadn't lost a game. They're undefeated coming in here, and we don't see teams like that typically in the NECC. I don't believe in moral victories. I'm just really, my message to them was kind of just how proud of them I was. Sometimes you get punched in the face, you got to keep throwing them back, and I thought we did that for 4 quarters.
Well, coaches, thinking about this team that you just played, a very man-press team that you had to go up against, putting the players in a lot of pressure. It looked like in that first half, struggled a little bit, but coming out of that second half, it looked like they were adjusting to it pretty well.
Yeah, the one timeout, we kind of adjusted and just kept flashing somebody backside middle, and we just kept breaking it. Now, their size and length, it was hard to get shots at the other end. But I was proud of them again. Pressure, defensive pressure we haven't seen. I'll have to check the book, but I think I would imagine we have less turnovers than they did. I'll have to confirm that, but I would imagine that had to be pretty close at least.
Well, Coach, as well, one of your final JV games is going to be Central Noble, last home game of the season for the JV squad. Yeah. And it's just going to be exciting. These JV players have worked hard as they get ready for their varsity team to go up against sectionals.
Yeah. Any way we can help the varsity get ready for their next game. It's kind of fun to go get to be some other players, be scout players, and go up against. But for us, we still got 2 games left that we haven't lost a game in conference JV. I know it doesn't mean anything in the big scheme of things, but something we keep track of. So one more against Central Noble, and then we play another really, really good Huntington North team.
Yeah, speaking of that Huntington North team, it's been probably a little bit of adjustment for not just the JV team, but the varsity squad too, to kind of acclimate with trying to figure out who they're going to when they're going to play and all sorts of things. But of course, girls going to semi-state, doing their job there. But it's a lot of prep still for a team like Huntington North.
Yeah, kind of gets us set, ready for a sectional-type opponent. Hopefully, sectional-type atmosphere. Hopefully, the community comes out and supports. Really good team. Columbia City is a favorite in our sectional, and Huntington North, I believe, beat them in the regular season. So, should be a good competition. Games like Northridge and Huntington North here going into sectional hopefully get us ready to make a run here.
You're absolutely right, Coach. Well, we'll let you go down back to your coaching squad as you get ready for a tough game that's going to be tonight.
Yep, thank you.
Absolutely, Coach. Always nice to hear from Coach Nepper every time he comes and joins us, kind of give his thoughts about his JV team and how they did.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to get that input when he gets to be on the court for, you know, the JV games too, but varsity games, you know, just watching how the players play, watching how the defense plays, he can maybe get some input in there. And then when it comes to practice, you know, just going back over things, you know, getting ready for the next game, you're getting ready for sectionals. That's coming up quick. So they're definitely going to be getting ready for sectionals.
Got to be a big thing coming up for those boys. Of course, next week starts the sectional run. They did get the bye week, including with Northwood, so they'll take on the winner between Columbia City and West Noble at Columbia City. So that'll be a very, very exciting environment and great sectional we'll have. As, of course, I mean, a lot of teams in that sectional, who could possibly win? We're going to take a quick break and be back with more of the Pizza Depot pregame show here on Willie 103.5 Sports.
At Journey Homes by Miller Brothers Builders, you can still get a mortgage rate near 5%. That's right. Affordable, quality living is within reach right here in Northern Indiana. As part of Miller Brothers Builders, they have over 60 years of experience. Their Amish and Mennonite roots bring honesty, integrity, and craftsmanship into every home they build. Choose from over a dozen customizable home plans and always know your price up front. It's not just a home, it's a journey. Call 574-533-8603 or visit journeybuilt.com today.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Flotech Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotech experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum, or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to the Pizza Depot pregame show, home of the Endless Pizza Buffet every Friday to Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. Just $15.99 for adults and $8.99 for kids. Fill up before the Falcons take the court at Pizza Depot. As if you're joining us just now, I'm your play-by-play, Joshua Pulaski, alongside my color commentary partner, Abram Hattery. Abram, you were there for the boys' basketball game, their last one, when they took on the Cheribusco Eagles on February 20th. So give us a little bit about how that game went.
I mean, yeah, it was a good game. Kind of started out a little rough, I'd say. I mean, kind of going just back and forth. But then the Fairfield boys got a little bit of rhythm. You know, John Harold's prediction was us being up in the 70s, but the final score was only 51-20. So, but Drew Beachy, I mean, he was outstanding. You know, he had 13 points, a few rebounds, and then Ben Keough had 11 points and a few rebounds himself. So the team played together. I mean, some shots could have been made, but some of them were missed. But it's okay. They're going to come in tonight, hopefully coming out with a win.
I mean, I have to agree there. I mean, one of the big things we'll be hearing from Coach Garber on his pregame interview and his keys he gave us was there was needing a lot more rebounding from that game. Of course, Cheribusco being one of the lower teams in our conference, but you've always got to compete every game, whether the player's record is 1-19 or 20-1, like this Northridge squad we're about to face off. So, I mean, Coach Garber, of course, there's things that he likes that he saw, but of course, there's a lot of things he can work on for this squad. Obviously, he has to know that this section we're going to go up against, we have Northwood, Columbia City, Wawasee, all these big teams with West Noble, and all such could be such a great game to possibly face off.
I mean, yeah, when you we've heard Coach talk about many times when we interview him, if we want to play good in the sectional, we have to play good in these last regular season games. We have to be able to prove ourselves and, you know, just show that we can do it. We don't want to be let down against a team like Northwood or Wawasee or just a team like that in sectionals. That would That would not be very fun.
Now, Abraham, as we look at our schedule, of course, I mean, before this week, we were just looking at it as to possibly be only Northridge and Central Noble. Of course, Central Noble being our senior night and Riley night, so that would be an exciting one. But with the addition of us having the bye week, we now have a new additional game on Saturday, another home game for us, being Huntington North. We've mentioned a couple times in the last couple weeks how we were possibly going to face off a really good squad of Huntington North, but with the girls doing outstandingly well in the doing well in sectionals, regionals, and then going all the way to semi-state, which unfortunately they did lose against Connersville. This now gives us the opportunity with the sectional bye to actually have a chance to then play Huntington North.
I mean, yeah, we're going to play them, and hopefully it's going to be a good game, but three games in 1 week for the boys, two nights in a row, so we just got to keep our pace, you know, keep our energy safe, stay healthy all week, because we don't want to go into that last game against Huntington North, you know, and get a loss as our last regular season game. You know, we want to end off strong. We want to end off the season strong with these last three games.
Now, you could say, like, oh, the boys want to have a better record than what they had last season. They've already achieved that. They went 13-10. Now with them being 15-3, they're aiming to go after what they did in their semi-state run back in 2023-2024 when they went 20-7. So I think the Fairfield Falcons have a great opportunity to go as far as that to do such great things for the squad. I mean, you have great guys nonetheless with Parker Smith, Colton Fry, and then you got the seniors themselves. Paul Soppel doing a great job inside the paint. Ben Keel alongside him too. And if you go out to the perimeter, you've got Brant Garber to shoot it from wherever he wants and great from there too.
I mean, yeah, we have players all around that can shoot. Drew Beachy, he comes off the bench all the time, and he's very hot off the bench, you know. Can get those 3 points up. He's just overall around a great player, and he's ready to show what he can do tonight.
Bring it up to the next level for the Falcons as well, as he's only been a junior, so next year Coach Garber will have him on his squad. We're going to take a quick break here in this pregame. You'll be hearing the pregame show with Coach Garber and more from Pizza Depot pregame show here on Willie 103.5 Sports.
Now boarding delicious pizza, salad, subs, and more at Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Warm up this winter with their new Chicken Pesto Pizza of the Month, loaded with grilled chicken and topped with an in-house pesto sauce. Plus, if you mention this commercial or Willie 103.5, you'll receive $2 off any order of $10 or more. Order ahead and save time. 574-642-4229. Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Champions aren't just on the field, they're at home too. And Goshen Home Medical is proud to support the athletes, families, and community. Whether you're pushing for the win, cheering from the stands, or staying active at home, Goshen Home Medical is here to help you live stronger and more independent every day. From durable medical equipment and respiratory supplies to portable oxygen and mobility solutions, we support your victories big and small. Goshen Home Medical on South Main Street in Goshen. Your comfort, your independence, our priority.
I'm Joshua Pulaski with the Fairfield Schools Network. With me is the head boys basketball coach, Coach Brody Garber. Coach, you're 15-3 coming into the season after the sectional draw has been released on Sunday. Give us your thoughts. I mean, first thing, as you guys were together to kind of see that what sectional is going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, the sectional overall, it's a very difficult sectional. You obviously have Columbia City in there who would, you know, they would say would be the favorite. Obviously, we've had a nice season. And Awamasina Northwood, who's played really well here at the end. So I feel like it's going to be very, very competitive. The draw at the end, you know, people can say what they want. Do you want the bye, not want the bye? End of the day, you have to win at least two games in order to get there. So we'll see. Columbia City and West Noble play each other first, and we'll play the winner.
Now, of course, tonight you have the Northridge game, which will be a great game coming in, as they've only had one loss, that being against Goshen midway through this season. But something kind of big, people look at the schedule for you this week, is you take on Northridge today, you take on Friday for your last conference game being Central Noble, and then the day after you come back home and play against Huntington North, a really big team that we've tried scheduling weeks prior, but with the girls, I mean, making it all the way to semi-state has been kind of tough to get them back in your schedule. So how is it, you know, having such a tight schedule right before you guys get ready for sectionals?
Yeah, and, you know, getting the bye in the sectional allows us to do that. If we wouldn't have gotten the bye, we wouldn't be playing Huntington North on Saturday. But Throwing in a Huntington North kind of gives us that feel of this will be kind of like a sectional week, Tuesday, Friday, Saturday. And, you know, Huntington North, I think, beat Columbia City by just a few. So, you know, if we were to pick somebody to be, who would you want to play to prep you for sectional? I think Huntington North would be a great opponent.
Now, as you look for the Northridge game, obviously a really stacked squad. They defeat Columbia City. So a great team you guys are about to get ready to go against going into the Jayco Arena. I mean, and the one side, how exciting is to go to a place like that? But on the other side, how is it your team has been getting ready for a game like Northridge?
Yeah, it's interesting that I feel like the Northridge gym could be, with the exception of the upper tier, very, very similar to Columbia City gym, almost eerily kind of similar. So that type of setting would be nice. Hopefully it kind of gets semi-full like it would for a sectional game. And, you know, a team like Northridge, you can't really prepare them with a day or two in advance. It's something you have to be doing all the way along. They're a team that I think if Columbia City would have been full strength, they lost probably their second best player, got removed from the game second quarter. I think Columbia City and Northridge are almost identical. So, again, we're going into sectional week next week and having to play up some pretty tough teams. I think Northridge is a great way to kind of end the season with.
And lastly, Coach, give us your keys to go up against the Northridge Raiders.
Yeah, they're very fast. I know a lot of times a lot of the credit goes to the Shoal kid who's about 6'7". But they are so fast. Defensively, they get after it. So we're going to have to get back on defense. We're going to have to take really good shots and not to turn the ball over because that's going to turn right into them for offense. And, you know, Shoal in the middle there, he does average about 23 points a game. So we're going to have a hands full with that. But the opportunity to play, this is the overall poll. I think they're like number 8 in the state, and that includes all classes. The chance to do that, I think, is a wonderful opportunity.
Well, Coach, I'm excited for you for Jake in the Jayco Arena, and good luck against the Northridge Raiders.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll be back with more Men's Falcon Basketball on Willie 103.5 Sports.
When it comes to your pool, trust matters. At Gingrich Pools, they're local, dependable, and committed to doing it right. You'll see the same technician every visit, someone who knows your pool, your equipment, and your family's needs. From routine maintenance to reliable care, Gingrich Pools is proud to support our local community and local schools. For more and to schedule your service today, find them on Facebook at Gingrich Pools or online at gingrichpools.com. Gingrich Pools, the one for your pool.
In life, the right game plan makes all the difference. And when it comes to insurance, having the right agent matters most. Trent Hostetler with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is your local teammate for protecting what matters most. Your home, your vehicles, your farm, and your family's future. Trent takes time to understand your needs and builds coverage that fits your life and your budget. From first-time drivers to growing Indiana families and all Hoosiers, Trent is proud to serve Elkhart County with trusted local service you can count on. For more information or to set up a meeting, call Trent at 574-534-2611.
Hey, yeah, it's me, your house. When my pipe started acting up, I was nervous about who you'd call. But then you brought in A-Plus Plumbing Solutions, and I've got to say, that repair, A-Plus work.
From residential repairs to commercial plumbing and everything in between, A-Plus Plumbing Solutions knows how to fix problems the right way. Because when your home's pipes act up, wouldn't you rather get an A-Plus repair? Serving Goshen. For service, search A-Plus Plumbing Solutions on Google or call Travis Mast at 574-202-1010. Because your home deserves an A+.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back, everyone, to the pregame here in the Jayco Arena between the Fairfield Falcons and the Northridge Raiders. As we have about 3 minutes to go before we get into tonight's game, I mean, Abram, give us your thoughts. I mean, 3 minutes before we get into the action between the Falcons and Raiders, both really great squads and both teams who are looking for a great win tonight.
Yeah, both teams are looking for a great win tonight. I mean, both teams have been out here for the past 20 minutes, you know, just warming up, getting in their groove, getting ready, getting their blood pumping for the game, like I usually say. You know, it's just, it's going to be incredible to watch how this game starts out. You know, Fairfield could start out a little slow and come back. Northridge could start out a little slow and come back. Just any way this game could possibly start and the outcome of it all.
I mean, obviously, John Harrell has tonight's game predicted to be Northridge winning 59-42. So John Harrell's a great source for things when it comes to predictions. And, of course, has Fairfield, I believe, as top nine or top eight in defensive in the state. So it's exciting to see. You know, Fairfield has a great defense like this. I mean, they've only averaged about 40 points allowed per game. But Northridge comes in averaging about 62 games they score per game as well. So two makeshift numbers that could possibly affect this game tonight. But we'll have to wait and see. Now, Abram, as we have about less than 2 minutes to go, let's go into the keys to tonight's game, starting with the Raiders.
Looking at Coach Radiker's keys tonight, he wants to guard the perimeter. He wants to keep the ball in front on defense. You know, when they're on defense, just keep that person in front of them. Don't let them get around there. And then he wants to play through Brady Scholl. He wants Brady Scholl to be the front man through it all. And, you know, just play through him and follow him, kind of.
As for Coach Garber, the Fairfield Falcons, two keys for him tonight: get back on defense. This is a very fast transition offense for Northridge, so the Fairfield Falcons have to be able to score and then go on defense as fast as they can. And last but not least, like we mentioned earlier in pregame, you have to rebound. This team has to rebound well. As we hear the Northridge anthem go off in the background. Again, this is going to be very exciting. And Abram, I mean, when we come back, we'll go down to the PA announcer in a few moments to do the national anthem. But, I mean, exciting things to come for tonight. I mean, Fairfield Falcons have a purpose to win tonight. If they can get an upset over Northridge, this is a pretty big statement for the Fairfield Falcons when it comes to sectionals and for the next couple games being Central Noble and Huntington North.
It would be, you know, quite the push for the rest of the week. And exactly what we need to go into those next two games, the last two games of the season. But this is probably one of the bigger, most anticipated games of all season. So it's just going to be great to watch.
And for those of you who just might be joining in once again for the pregame, we're about 15 seconds before we send it down to the PA announcer to announce tonight's game and do the national anthem. I'm your play-by-play, Joshua Pulaski, alongside my color commentary partner, Abram Hattery. It's going to be a great night for you all. Falcons versus Raiders. And we'll send it down for the national anthem.
Good evening and welcome to the beautiful Jenko Arena on the Northridge High School campus. I'm pleased you're here tonight for the non-conference matchup between the visiting Fairfield Falcons and your number 8 winning Northridge Raiders. We'd like to welcome our guests to Fairfield High School. At this time, please stand with the ring, gentlemen, remove your hats as we show honor to our country and the men and women who serve to protect our freedom with the playing of our national.
Always so unique to have, you know, different types of national anthems. Of course, you have pep bands, you have singers, and or you have the automatic just listening to the videos of playing the national anthem. I just always love having a pep band in the background, doing just hearing the instruments, hearing it live is always beautiful to have for games like this.
Yes, it definitely is. I mean, it's just incredible to hear how much the band could get involved, whether that be through games, you know, whether that be through competitions or something.
As the PA announcer announces the Fairfield starting lineup, let's start with our own Fairfield starting lineup, as I'll go with the Fairfield Falcons. For the Fairfield Falcons, number 5, the senior forward, Matthew Holstoppel. The sophomore guard, number 10, Parker Smith. The senior forward, number 20, Big Ben Keough. The senior forward, number 31, Brant Garber. And the sophomore forward, number 35, Colton Fry. Abram, what about those Northridge Raiders?
For Northridge, we have a senior, number 10, a guard, number Freeman Slable, forward, number 12, Carson Rumfeld,
a guard number 22, Hayden Gorbal, a guard number 24, Hayden Johnson, and a forward number 40, Brady Scholl.
It's a great starting lineup for both these teams, as you can hear the PA announcer and the fans getting loud here for the Northridge Raiders for an exciting game like this. Falcons versus Raiders. Big game for both these teams. Northridge currently first in their conference in the NLC conference, followed by Northwood and Goshen. Fairfield second in their conference, with Westview being ahead of them with an undefeated record in conference and 20-1 overall, followed by Angola after Fairfield. Very, very exciting. A really cool light show in this Jayco Arena. We were here earlier this year for the girls' basketball team, and it's just very, very exciting for an environment like this. Stands are filled with Falcons and Raiders fans. Blue and gold, green and white to fill these stands for an exciting game like this. Two very experienced coaches, too, as well, with Brody Garber with his state championship with the girls and his second year with the boys. And, of course, Scott Radicker's eighth year with the Northridge Raiders, 25th overall in boys basketball coaching.
I mean, talk about fans tonight. Our student section tonight is pink out. We're wearing pink out for tonight's game. We have a bunch of students out here. It's nice to see you on a Tuesday night.
You're very awesome. And for the people listening at home, where we're positioned tonight is we're on the corner of the right side by the right side of the scorer's table. Near side will be by scorer's table. Far side will be the other side of the bleachers. At tip-off is up and won by the Raiders and Scholl. As ball is going to start with Slay Ball as he passes it to the right wing to Gorbal. Gorbal goes over to Rumfeld. Back over to Slay Ball. Now back to Rumfeld. To Slay Ball. Slay Ball goes to the left wing. Goes top to Slay Ball. Fakes the driving in from the wing. Getting guarded by Holstop. As Scholl tries to go for a tough layup inside. No good, but he will get the foul.
Yeah, an early foul there for the Falcons. I mean, just kind of playing an early 2-3 defense, but didn't quite work with the foul.
As that foul will go on Colton Fry, his first, team's first, as Brady Scholl will go to the free throw line. 69% this season. His first one is up and good. Brady Scholl starts off tonight's game with first points for the Raiders, 1-0, with 7:36 to go in tonight's game. As his second shot is up, no good. And rebounded by Parker Smith off the front of the rim. Parker Smith taking down the right side of the court, getting pressured by Johnson. Goes over to Colton Fry's. Ball's lost over half court. Colton Fry tried saving it, but it'll be called over the top of half court.
Yeah, they're just kind of playing that press coverage right at half court, not letting them get Parker or Colton through there.
As Scholl will pass it in from the sideline by the Falcon bench. He goes to Slay Ball. On the right side of the court, hands it off to Johnson. Now goes over to the right corner. Goes to Rumfeld. Rumfeld tries to go for a pass inside. Loose around as Slay Ball gets it. Goes for the shot and gets it in. Slay Ball with his first points tonight. 3-0. Raiders lead. Colton Fry at the half-court logo. Trying to dribble around. Trying to move his players. Goes over to the left wing. Fakes the handoff. Tries to drive inside the paint. Goes to the corner for a three by Brant Garber. No good as the ball's hit up and rebounded by Scholl, taking it down the court quickly on the right, left side. Steps back and loses the ball, and Colton Fry steals it from him after Scholl fell to the ground.
I mean, Colton Fry getting that nice steal from someone like Brady Scholl. You know, Brady Scholl's a senior, Colton Fry, the sophomore, but that doesn't mean Colton Fry can't get in there and get a grab.
As the ball did go to bounds, last touch by the Raiders, so the Falcons will pass it in by the scorer's table. Goes into Parker Smith. Dealing with the press by Rumfelt as he looks around for options. Goes top of the key to Holstop, which has to drive it on the right wing on the low post against Scholl, spinning around inside the paint, looking for an opportunity. Goes for a shot and is blocked by Brady Scholl as the Falcons will still keep the offensive possession.
I mean, Brady Scholl, he obviously averages about 3 blocks, so he's obviously going to get his first block right there.
Colton Fry to pass it in from the baseline, looking for an opportunity to get some points for the Fairfield Falcons tonight. Goes high to Brant Garber on the right wing. Now goes to Colton Fry. Looking around, trying to pivot around his pivot foot. Tries to drive in from the corner, going against Brady Scholl. He's went for the underround shot. No good and rebounded by the Raiders. Quick transition for the Raiders. They stop at the top of the key with Rumfelt. Rumfelt goes to Scholl. Scholl hands it off to Johnson. Johnson for a three. No good. Rebounded by Colton Fry.
Go ahead.
Colton Fry goes to Matthew Holstoppel. On the right wing, trying to find an opportunity to get the first points for the Falcons. Hands it off to Brant Garber, top of the key. Goes back to Matthew Holstoppel in the left corner. moving his players around. Still need to find an option. 5:53 to go. Still no points for the Falcons.
Just kind of being patient with it.
Goes up Ben Keough, top of the key. Ben Keough dealing with the pressure. Goes to Colton Fry. Tries to drive and goes for a pass to Matthew Holstoppel. Goes for a shot as it's going to be blocked by Brady Scholl. And two players fouled to the ground as the Northridge Raider gets it. Bouncing to Johnson. Goes for a three on the right wing. Is good.
It's going to be Johnson's first three on the night. First points for him.
6-0. Raiders lead with 5:23 to go. Colton Fry. Wanting to find an answer for the Fairfield Falcons in this first quarter. Tries to drive it against Johnson on the left wing. Trying to spin around inside the paint. Goes to Parker Smith for the shot. As they're going to call that a travel. Check that. They're actually going to call that a foul on the Raiders for a shove. Indeed, that's going to go on Rumsfeld. His first, team's first. Garber to pass it in from the baseline. Possibly want to find an outside shooting attempt. Last couple times have been blocked by Scholl as Parker Smith gets it from the baseline. Goes to Garber for a three. No good. Rebounded by the Raiders as they take it down quickly on the right side of the court. Gorball goes over to Johnson. Now top of the key to right wing for Scholl. Tries to drive it against Ben Keough as Keough put up a great defensive pressure, but the refs are going to call it as a foul and will send Scholl back to the free throw line.
I mean, yeah, he had his hands up right there in his face. Brady Scholl couldn't get really around that, but now they're going to send him to the line.
As you can hear, our student section overpowering Northridge's student section trying to taunt with them as Scholl's first one is up and good. 2-for-3 tonight, increasing the lead 7-0. Falcons scoreless so far with 5 minutes to go in this first quarter. Getting ready for his second. Is up and good. 8-0. Falcons still trying to find their first opportunity to score tonight. As Colton Fry stops to the left wing, goes to the free throw line for Garber, spinning around, trying to find options. Goes back to Colton Fry on the right wing. Getting guarded heavily as he tries to drive in. Backs out to Matthew Holstoppel at the left wing. Goes into to Keough. Keough goes back out to Holstoppel. Fakes a three-point attempt in the left corner. Now rotating to the top of the key. Hands it off to Parker Smith on the right wing. Gets a screen from Keough. Now rotates to the top. Falcons staying outside the perimeter. They're not trying to go near Scholl inside the paint.
Yeah, just kind of passing around outside. Trying to maybe to find the right site.
Colton Fry tried to go for a tough shot inside. No good and rebounded by Scholl. As bounce pass already inside to Slayball. Goes back out but stolen by Colton Fry. The defensive by Colton has been unstoppable tonight. As Parker Smith gets the ball in the right corner. Goes back to Colton Fry. Tries to drive inside. Goes to the corner for Holstoppel on the left side. Rotating to the wing. Bounce pass over to Fry inside the interior by the left corner. Tries to drive in. Spinning around, going for the shot, fouled, and gets it in. Colton Fry with the tough shot inside to get the first point for the Fairfield Falcons.
That was a tough shot, Josh. I mean, he just kind of stepped right through, got around about two guys right there on his back, kind of.
Two guys defending him, but he still got it inside with the foul, so he'll go for his and one attempt to possibly put him to 3 points as his first shot and only shot is up. And no good. Bouncing around the rim and rebounded by Rumfelt. Scholl taking it down for the Raiders as he stops around the top of the key, getting guarded by Keough. Hands it off to Gorball. Tries to drive in. Goes to Johnson on the left wing. Spinning around, trying to get past Parker Smith. Backs up. Fakes a three. Goes to Scholl. Now back to Johnson. Johnson goes to Scholl. Scholl for a three and swishes it in.
He was just kind of right in Keough's face. I mean, that shot for him, tall arms.
As a full timeout is called by the Fairfield Falcons, 11-2, Raiders with a dominant lead in this first quarter with 3:25 to go. Just want to take a quick break and be back with more men's Falcon basketball here on Willie 103.5 Sports.
Your new home is waiting at Falcons Lair in New Paris. Journey Homes, family-friendly community in Fairfield Schools. And right now, several move-in ready ranch homes are available. Choose from a two-bed, two-bath at 1,212 square feet or a spacious three-bed, three-bath at over 1,900 square feet. With safe cul-de-sacs, wide sidewalks, and a future school path, Falcons Lair was built for families. Visit journeybuilt.com or call 574-533-8603 to schedule your tour today.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen & Co.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back with more first quarter action as the Falcons start with the ball. 11-2, down by 9 against the Raiders. Drew Beachy, the newly subbed in Falcon with the ball currently on the right wing, goes to Holsoppel. Holsoppel back out to Beachy. Beachy in the corner, goes back to Holsoppel, now goes left wing to Smith. Has a drive him, but the defense not letting him as Beachy goes, fakes the three. Jamaican players jump around, goes to Parker Smith, now to Grant Garber, fakes the three. Whoa. Once again, tries to drive in. Players flying around for the Raiders as they try to go for a pass over to Drew Beachy, but apparently hit the baseline. I mean, you could have called them flying Raiders out there for how many times the Falcons were faking those threes in the corner.
I mean, yeah, one was trying to block Beachy on one corner and flew out one corner, and one was trying to block Garber on one corner and flew out the other corner.
As Scholl tries to drive in, goes for a fadeaway shot inside and gets it in. Check that, Hayden Johnson with the shot to increase the lead 13-2 with 2:30 to go. Brant Garber with the ball top of the key, dealing with the 3-2 zone of the Raiders. Goes over to Parker Smith, now left corner inside of Keogh. Keogh goes for the Ooh. Shot and gets it in. Ben Keogh to hit the ball off the glass to get the bank shot. 13-4, 2:17 to go. Johnson in the right corner, tries to drive in, goes far over to Campbell. Now back to Johnson for a three, gets it in.
His second three of the night right there.
Falcons needing some more answers, are down by 12. Raiders 16, Falcons 4 with a minute 58 to go. Parker Smith tries to drive inside the paint, goes to the corner for Beachy, fakes the three, goes inside to Keogh, goes for the tough shot inside, bounces off the board and rebounded by the Raiders and Johnson. Johnson goes to Campbell, now over inside the interior for Rumfelt. Hands it back off to Campbell, back to Rumfelt. Tries to drive inside, goes for the two-stepper and the left-handed layup in for Rumfelt.
Yeah, he'll get his first 2 points of the night.
Drew Beachy for the Fairfield Falcons taking it down past half court. Getting pressed by the Raiders, trying to look around for options. Spin around his pivot foot, goes to Parker Smith. Looking at his options, goes back to Beachy. Hands it back off to Smith. Trying to drive into the corner, tries to drive inside. Goes for a pass to Brant Garber on the left corner. Now to Holsoppel. Holsoppel sets his feet for a three. Off the top of the backboard and rebounded by Ben Keogh. Check that, stolen by Rumfelt. As the Raiders take it down. Johnson goes for a three again, this time no good, and ball hit out of bounds. Fairfield's possession.
Yeah, Fairfield's gonna take the ball here. I mean, just not having the most successful first quarter. Just, we're still kind of waiting for something to happen for them. 18-4, only 53 seconds left to go in this first quarter.
Two subs in for the Fairfield Falcons, Colton Fry and Brady Park, as well as for the Raiders, number 30, Parker James is in the game as Colton Fry on the left wing. 18-4 with 42 seconds. Rotating to the top of the key. Now looking around for another option, possibly pass in. Still looking around with 33 seconds. Goes to Garber on the left wing. Now goes to Holsoppel. Holsoppel wants to try to drive in. Stops at the high post on the left side. Still pivoting around. Goes over to Garber. Garber goes to Holsoppel on the left wing. Tries to drive in once again, but getting kind of cornered by Scholl. Trying to deal with the sixth, seventh person of Scholl as a whistle is called. As it looks to possibly be on Brady Park, and indeed it will be. Brady Park gets his first, team's third in this first quarter. As Drew Beachy will pass it in. Check that. No, that went on James. His first, team second. Brady Park passing it in, goes into Colton Fry. Fry, left wing with 12 seconds. One, he gets some more points on the board, trying to shake off Campbell. Has a drive in, goes to Matthew Holsoppel. He tries to drive it in against Scholl. Goes for the tough shot, gets it in.
Holsapple with a last-second shot. It's a full-court shot attempt, and no good by the Raiders, as that will end the first quarter. Raiders lead 18-6 here in the Jayco Arena. We'll be back with more men's Falcon basketball here on Willie, 103.5 Sports.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum, or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Now boarding delicious pizza, salads, subs, and more at Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Warm up this winter with their new Chicken Pesto Pizza of the Month, loaded with grilled chicken and topped with an in-house pesto sauce. Plus, if you mention this commercial or Willie 103.5, you'll receive $2 off any order of $10 or more. Order ahead and save time. 574-642-4229. Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back now into the second quarter action between the Raiders and Falcons, as the Falcons are currently down 18-6 as we start this second quarter. Drew Beechey passes it in from the sideline, goes into Parker Smith on the right side of the court. Parker Smith stops at the half court logo to find options to get more points on the board. Goes to Brady Park on the right wing. Looking around, goes to Colton Fry, top of the key. Dribbles around as he tries to get past Gorball as he goes to the left corner to Beechey as the ball is poked out of bounds. And last touch by Campbell, so the Falcons will keep possession.
Good defense there by Campbell, just trying to poke that ball from Beechey.
As Beechey going into Colton Fry. Defense by Northridge has been really well tonight. Only allowing 6 points so far for the Fairfield Falcons as Colton Fry goes to Parker Smith on the right wing. Goes over to Keough. Keough goes over to Beechey. Now to Smith. Smith looking around, tries to drive inside. Goes to the corner for Beechey. Nearly loses. He tries to drive it himself from the corner. Goes to Parker Smith for a three. Oh. Short. And rebounded by... Trying to be rebounded by... James, but it went out of bounds. Last touch by the Falcons, so the Raiders will have the offensive possession.
Yeah, Falcons just trying to look for something to do here in the second quarter. I mean, just before halftime, we got to get that score up just a little bit.
Campbell passing over to Scholl, fakes the three, tries to drive inside, hands it off over to Gorbel. Gorbel tries to drive in, hands it off to Campbell, now hand it off to Scholl. Ball loose in the ground as Scholl dives for it, and three Falcons kind of doing a dog pile there to kind of go after that ball, as that will be a jump ball, and Scholl and the Raiders will still have the possession, with two Falcons being subbed in, being Matthew Holstoppel and Brant Garber, and two subs for the Northridge Raiders, Slayball and Rumfelt. As players are still setting themselves up, Northridge will pass it in from the baseline. Rumfelt checked that sleigh ball to pass it in. Goes high over to the wing for a three by Gorbel. Is good.
He's going to get his first points over the night with a three.
Great shot by Gorbel to increase the lead 21-6 for the Raiders, as Colton Fry tries to drive and spin around. Goes over to Matthew Holstoppel, top of the key. Goes for a three again. Oh. No good this time, as it's rebounded by Gorbel and the Raiders. Going high over to Johnson on the right wing, trying to drive in, loses the ball as Matthew Holstoppel tries to dive for it. Parker Smith to save it as he goes to Brant Garber, one-on-one against Gorbel. Try to go for a pass as it's hit off the Raider. And the Falcons will pass it in.
I mean, that was a good effort there by Matthew Holsoppel and Brant Garber to just make that teammate connection to get the steal and, you know, try to pass it over to Brant to get up with that layup.
Colton Fry to pass it into the baseline. Goes high, but stolen by Gorbel as he tries to take it down against Brant Garber. Goes for the tough layup, but blocked by Garber. Gets the rebound for the Raiders. It's stolen by Colton Fry. The defensive pressure of the Falcons cannot be understated here. as Colton Frye tries to drive in, does a step back at the mid-range of the left wing, and gets it in. Colton Frye having a great game for himself. 4 points for him as it's case of the Falcons to eight. As Slayball went for a three-pointer. No good, and hit out of bounds, and the Falcons will have the offensive possession.
The Falcons are kind of on getting on roll here in the second quarter, just starting to slowly get up.
Colton Frye now for the Falcons, rotating to the top of the key. Stops and goes, gets open for a three. Oh. No good. Rebounded by Holstop on the high post on the left side. Goes to Keogh. Keogh against Scholl. Goes for the shot. No good. And rebounded by Brady Scholl.
Good sneaky pass there.
Slayball stops at the left wing. Goes back to Scholl. Scholl tries to drive it on the right side. Goes for the tough shot. And will get the foul. As it looks to be, it's going to go on
Parker
Smith. His first. Team's first in this second quarter. As they're looking to be, they're not going to call it to go to the free throw line. So Slayball will just pass it in from the baseline. Passing it straight into Scholl, getting double team, goes for the shot and gets it in. Scholl with a great shot there. As Colton Frye for the Falcons, 23-8, 5:13 to go. Goes to Matthew Holstop on the left side. Tries to hand it off to Garber, but they're not letting Garber anywhere near Holstoppel. As Keogh gets in, gives it over to Colton Frye on the right wing. Tries to drive inside, spinning around, trying to go for a tough shot, and gets it in. Colton Frye's having a night as he's with up to 6 points, 23-10, down by 13 for the Falcons. Scholl stops at the left wing, getting guarded heavily by Frye. Spinning around is... It's just going to go foul on Scholl after an elbow as he tried to spin around. I mean, Colton Frye, you got to give him credit. He is putting the effort in tonight.
He is definitely putting in the effort. I mean, he's kind of starting to run the Northridge offense right there. And, you know, he has the most points for the Falcons right now.
As Parker Smith passes to Colton Frye from the sideline, taking it down the right side of the court. Looking with Parker Smith to possibly make some moves. He hands it off to him on the left side of the court. Gets a screen as he tries to dribble around the left wing. Getting guarded heavily by Gorbo as he tries to move around. Tries to drive inside. Spinning around the high post. Goes to Colton Frye in the corner. Getting guarded over by Johnson. Tries to drive in. Trying to push around. Tries to drive in against Scholl as he goes for a shot. And is deflected by Scholl and the Raiders. Raiders with the offensive possession now after that rebound. Fakes the three by Johnson. Goes to Scholl trying to go for a pass inside. And gets the pass over to Rumfeldt to get the inside shot. 25-10. Here in the Jayco Arena. Colton Frye stops at the half-court logo. Goes over to Parker Smith. Goes back to Colton Frye. On the left wing, dribbling around. Tries to drive inside. Goes for a step back. Goes to Garber for a three. First one for Garber tonight.
A deep corner three right there for him.
25-13, 3:44 to go. As Johnson goes for a floater inside. No good. As looks to be Rumfeldt trying to do a volleyball pass for one of his players as Colton Frye tried to pick it out of Scholl's hand. Didn't work out well, as that'll be a foul on Colton Frye, his second. Team's second. As it looks to be Rumfeldt to pass it in from the sideline. Sub coming in for the Raiders, number 23, Jake Scholl, the brother of Brady Scholl, in for tonight. As Rumfeldt passes it to Brady Scholl. Stopping around the right corner, passing it back over to Jake. Tries to drive in, goes for a pass to Jake Scholl, goes for a shot, fakes it to his brother for a three, and Brady Scholl for a three in the right corner.
An assist by his brother, too. I mean, there's nothing better than that, Josh.
28-13, Raiders lead with 3:14 to go. Parker Smith tries to drive in and stops at the high post on the left side. Goes over to Garber, now to Holstop on the left wing. Now goes over to Beachy for a three. Not good this time. It's going to be rebounded by Jake Scholl. Hands it off to Slayball as he takes it past half court, left to right. Hands it off to Brady. Brady tries to drive in. Goes for the tough shot, but blocked by Parker Smith. As the balls go over to Rumfeldt for a three. Does not connect and rebounded by Colton Frye.
Colton Frye gotten a couple rebounds now, and a good effort there by Parker Smith for that block.
Brant Garber tries to drive in against Scholl, but goes over to Parker Smith instead. Backs out to Garber for a three. Good by Brant Garber.
Gets his second three of the night. 6 points for him.
And as the momentum for the Falcons starts to kick into gear, 28-16, Raiders still lead with 2:25 to go. Slayball, guarded by Beachy, goes over to Rumfelt. Rumfelt back to Slayball on the right wing. Goes back over to Rumfelt, hands it off to Johnson. Johnson tries to drive in. Is this going to be a foul on the Fairfield Falcons? And that looks, it's going to go to be on Brant Garber, his first, team's third, as Ben Keough is subbed in for the Fairfield Falcons. Slayball to pass it in from the baseline. Ben Keough guarding against Scholl as passing to Rumfelt. Goes top of the key for a three by Gore. Ball is good. Check that. Jake Scholl, the brother of Brady Scholl, to make that three.
Getting his first points of the night.
31-16, less than 2 minutes to go in this second quarter. Holstopper wanting to try to drive in. Instead, backs out to the left corner, getting guarded by Brady Scholl. Looking for options. Hands it off to Garber on the left wing. Fakes the three. Trying to find options around. Still looking, goes to Holstoppel, tries to drive inside against Scholl, goes for the tough shot, and hey. Matthew Holstoppel getting the shot inside.
Getting it right over Brady Scholl with the long reach of his.
Johnson bouncing pass over to the left wing to Slayball. Minute 25 to go, 31-18, Raiders lead. Slayball stops at the right wing, reverses over to the corner for a three by Jake Scholl. It's good.
Two for two for him.
34-18, Raiders continue their lead as Matthew Holstoppel for the Falcons fakes the handoff to Garber. Top of the key, getting guarded by Scholl. Bounce pass over to Brady Park, but stolen by Jake Scholl as he goes for the reverse layup and gets it in. Jake Scholl, the little brother, showing off his skills as the freshman.
I mean, yeah, only a freshman. It's, I mean, what a player.
As Brant Garber passes to Ben Keough. Taking a couple dribbles inside, spin around inside the paint, goes for the fadeaway shot, no good, and rebounded by Brady Scholl. Taking it down the left side of the court. Goes over to Johnson. Johnson gets a screen and goes for a three. Good by Johnson.
Johnson getting his third three of the night.
39-18 with 20 seconds to go in this first half. Brant Garber has a drive in, goes for a shot, and is blocked by none other than the brother, Jake Scholl.
The freshman.
I mean, the Scholl-brother combination is outstanding tonight. I mean,
we've seen a couple blocks from Brady, now a couple from Jake. I mean, it's Scholl City tonight.
Scholl City indeed here in Middlebury, Indiana. As Brant Garber to pass it in from the baseline. Goes high to Matthew Holstoppel at the left wing. 11 seconds and counting. Tries to drive in against Jake Scholl as the ball's hit out of bounds. Last touch by Scholl, and the Falcons will keep possession with 7 seconds to go. Beachy to pass it in from the baseline. Trying to find an option. Still looking. Goes over to Keough with 6 seconds. He's to try to drive in for a shot. Gets snatched by Jake Scholl.
Jake Scholl is on a roll tonight, obviously. I mean,
that was incredible. I mean, the foul still went on Jake Scholl, but he snatched it and fell almost into the pep band inside the student section behind them. That foul will go on Jake Scholl. That'll be his first, team's second.
You know, he's obviously coming off the bench very warm. I mean, he's ready to play. He's ready to show what he can do.
As Keough for his first shot is up and no good. 85% usually this season. Two subs coming in for the Raiders. Number 10, Slayball. Number 24, Hayden Johnson. As Keough gets ready for his second with 3 seconds on the clock. His second is up and good. 39-19. To pass it in quick, goes over to Slayball with 3 seconds. Slayball counting down, goes for the shot, and swishes it in from the top of the key of a fadeaway shot.
What a way to end this first half. Just the buzzer beater right there for him.
going into halftime 42-19.
As the Northridge student section is going crazy for the Shoal brothers, as that will be it for the first half. 42-19 Raiders with a dominant lead here in the Jayco Arena. So let's take a quick break and be back with more on Willie 103.5 Sports.
Champions aren't just on the field, they're at home too. And Goshen Home Medical is proud to support the athletes, families, and community. Whether you're pushing for the win, cheering from the stands, or staying active at home, Goshen Home Medical is here to help you live stronger and more independent every day. From durable medical equipment and respiratory supplies to portable oxygen and mobility solutions, we support your victories big and small. Goshen Home Medical on South Main Street in Goshen. Your comfort, your independence, our priority.
When it comes to your pool, trust matters. At Gingrich Pools, they're local, dependable, and committed to doing it right. You'll see the same technician every visit, someone who knows your pool, your equipment, and your family's needs. From routine maintenance to reliable care, Gingrich Pools is proud to support our local community and local schools. For more and to schedule your service today, find them on Facebook at Gingrich Pools or online at gingrichpools.com. Gingrich Pools, the one for your pool.
In life, the right game plan makes all the difference. And when it comes to insurance, having the right agent matters most. Trent Hostetler with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is your local teammate for protecting what matters most. Your home, your vehicles, your farm, and your family's future. Trent takes time to understand your needs and builds coverage that fits your life and your budget. From first-time drivers to growing Indiana families and all Hoosiers, Trent is proud to serve Elkhart County with trusted local service you can count on. For more information or to set up a meeting, call Trent at 574-534-2611.
Hey, yeah, it's me, your house. When my pipe started acting up, I was nervous about who you'd call. But then you brought in A-Plus Plumbing Solutions, and I've got to say, that repair, A-Plus work.
From residential repairs to commercial plumbing and everything in between, A-Plus Plumbing Solutions knows how to fix problems the right way. Because when your home's pipes act up, wouldn't you rather get an A-Plus repair? Serving Goshen. For service, search A-Plus Plumbing Solutions on Google or call Travis Mast at 574-202-1048, because your home deserves an A+.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the
Welcome back to halftime here in the Jayco Arena between the Falcons and Raiders. After a very, very dominant effort in that first half by the Raiders to have a dominant lead, 42-19, as we have a really cool, interesting presentation going on in courts right now. I mean, Amber, give me your thoughts. I mean, we saw, like you said, Shoal City happening here tonight in Middlebury.
I mean, I don't even know what to say, Josh. Just when you took that break just now, just kind of taking in what's happened so far in the game, really gotten haven't been able to. And, you know, just Jake Shoal coming off the bench, but Brady Shoal just being dominant right from the start. And, I mean, Hayden Johnson out there with three threes of his own. I mean, Northridge is out there just playing some good basketball and some team basketball. It's not just a one-man team tonight.
No, and you, I have to absolutely agree with you there. I mean, the top scores for Northridge so far this first half goes to Brady Shoal and Hayden Johnson, both combined with 11 points themselves, and also follow right behind Jake Shoal. I mean, he came in tonight in the last 10 games only shooting 25 times in the last 10 games.
All right.
And tonight he already has 8 points with two threes and a really nice reverse layup. I mean, incredible by him. But as you look for the Fairfield Falcons, Brant Garber and Colton Fry both leading their team with 6 points themselves. Although the score says otherwise, you got to give some effort and credit to the Falcons. I mean, Colton Fry and Parker Smith really putting in that defensive pressure against Shoal.
They definitely are. We've had a couple steals for our team, a couple stops, but I mean, that Northridge offense is going to be hard to stop coming into this second half. We're going to have to play all around the court for sure.
Now, I'll give a little mention as we were in our little break there. One of our teachers, our AP stats teacher, Mr. Ulrich, came up and looked at my boards and kind of joked with us, saying that they've, in the last 10 games, they were 27% from three and have made 9 3-pointers tonight. So, I mean, it's just crazy to think, I mean, how the Raiders are doing really well from the three-point range. The Falcons really need to step up in that range. As I look at my board, I mean, they've only made two threes this entire game, and they've been averaging 44% from the three-point line.
It's just incredible to watch this game. I mean, we don't want to see Fairfield losing or anything, but to just watch such an amazing team just go out there, just play basketball together, I mean, whether that be Jake Scholl giving the shot, or Hayden Johnson giving the shot, or Brady Scholl getting the shot, or even Freeman Slayball out there getting the shot. I mean, they're all getting their shots up and seeing what they are worth.
Absolutely. So as the players come back up to the court, we still got about 4:40 till we get back here with more action in this second half here in the Jayco Arena. So we're going to take a break and be back with more third quarter action here in the Jayco Arena here on Willie 3.5 Sports.
At Journey Homes by Miller Brothers Builders, you can still get a mortgage rate near 5%. That's right. Affordable, quality living is within reach right here in Northern Indiana. As part of Miller Brothers Builders, they have over 60 years of experience. Their Amish and Mennonite roots bring honesty, integrity, and craftsmanship into every home they build. Choose from over a dozen customizable home plans and always know your price up front. It's not just a home, it's a journey. Call 574-533-8603 or visit journeybuilt.com today.
Hi, I'm Alan Aldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Aldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Aldifer Bergen and Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Flotek Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotek experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum, or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Now boarding delicious pizza, salad, subs, and more at Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Warm up this winter with their new chicken pesto pizza of the month, loaded with grilled chicken and topped with an in-house pesto sauce. Plus, if you mention this commercial or Willie 103.5, you'll receive $2 off any order of $10 or more. Order ahead and save time. 574-642-4229. Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Champions aren't just on the field, they're at home too. And Goshen Home Medical is proud to support the athletes, families, and community. Whether you're pushing for the win, cheering from the stands, or staying active at home, Goshen Home Medical is here to help you live stronger and more independent every day. From durable medical equipment and respiratory supplies to portable oxygen and mobility solutions, we support your victories big and small. Goshen Home Medical on South Main Street in Goshen. Your comfort, your independence, our priority.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Colt goes back to halftime, still with a minute 45 to go before we get back into third quarter action. Now, as we were just chatting a little bit during that little break we have there, I mean, what are some things that you think the Falcons need to do when they come out first thing in this third quarter?
I mean, we got to play a more aggressive defense. We cannot wait to be played around with and, you know, have one of the Scholls get inside or shoot outside.
I totally agree there. The fact that 42-19 is the score in the first half is absolutely incredible by Northridge. I mean,
without a shadow of a doubt, that Scholl has been that centerpiece for the Northridge Raiders with his defensive effort and being that anchor inside that paint.
Yeah, and like we were talking about right when we went into halftime, Jake Scholl, and he came off of the bench right probably halfway through second quarter, and, you know, he's already one of our top scorers of tonight with 8 points of his own already just in that second quarter. You know, hopefully we see some more of him in this third or fourth, but, you know, hopefully he isn't dominating like he was our Fairfield team before.
I mean,
Jake Scholl, a 6'2" freshman here for the Raiders. I mean, very close to his brother's size. His brother 6'6" for the Raiders. I mean, he was his senior this year, so after this year, he'll be going off to college. Wherever he goes, obviously, hoping big things for him, for a guy like him who, I mean, when you're averaging 23 points, 12 rebounds, and 3 blocks, I mean, you're averaging a double-double as a high schooler. It's incredible by itself.
It is very incredible. It's almost like my career stats.
How so?
Like in 2K.
No. Oh, dude, I tell you what, if we compare 2K stats to real-life stats, nothing far between. Averaging 80% 2K, in real life, only 2%. As Colton Fry starts it off for the Fairfield Falcons, passing it over to Matthew Holstop on the right wing. 42-19, as now goes back to Colton Fry on the left wing, gets a screen from Keogh, tries to drive inside in the corner, getting passed inside to Matthew Holstop, goes for the shot. No good, and rebounded by the Raiders and Gorbel. Gorbel stops at the top of the key, goes over to Johnson on the right wing. Goes back over to Gorbel. Gorbel rotating around at the low post, now backing out to the wing. Goes top of the key to Johnson, now back to Scholl. Scholl goes for a three. No good, and rebounded by Colton Fry and the Fairfield Falcons.
Colton Fry with probably about his fifth rebound right there for the night.
Brant Garber takes the handoff to Keogh, now gives it to Keogh. Spinning around, still atop, around the top of the perimeter, goes over to Colton Fry. Colton Fry looking for options, goes to Matthew Holstop on the right wing. Looking for a pass option, now goes back over to Garber. Garber right around the volleyball line, going to high post. His ball stolen by Johnson, and he goes for the slam. Rim grazes it and gets it in. Johnson getting his 13th point for tonight's game.
Yeah, he's going to be leading scorer of tonight for right now.
Colton Fry on the right wing trying to get past Gorbel as he stops at the high post on the right side. Gives it to Matthew Holstoppel against Scholl. Spinning around the low post. Goes out to Parker Smith as he resets it for the Fairfield Falcons. Getting double teamed. Goes over to Garber. Garber for a three. No good, and rebounded by the Raiders and Johnson. Johnson stops at the right wing. Tries to drive it against Parker Smith. Goes for the tough layup. No good. Ball gets bounced out of bounds, and it will still be Raider ball.
The Falcons are going to try to, you know, come up with some kind of defensive stop here. We got to get that defensive stop if we want any chance in, you know, coming back from this 44-19.
Ball being passed from the sideline from Slayball. Goes into Scholl. Brady Scholl on the right wing. Looking around. Goes over to the left corner for a three by Gorbel. No good. Rebounded by Rumsfeld and gets it in on the low post. 46-19.
6 points for Rumsfeld tonight.
Matthew Holstoppel goes for a three once more and gets it in. Matthew Holstoppel with a rare three that we don't see much from him. Third threes made all season long as he attempted three tonight already. Johnson looking around the right wing, 46-22. Goes top of the key to Rumsfeld. Now over to the wing once more to Slayball. Slayball rotating to the left wing. Steps back, goes for a three. Good by Slayball.
You know, Brad Garber was right there with his hands up. Like, that did not stop Slayball from getting that three in.
Parker Smith tries to drive in from the right wing. Goes for the fadeaway mid-range shots and no good. Rebounded by Rumsfeld and the Raiders as he goes over to Slayball. Slayball at the left wing. Rotates to the top of the key. Now goes inside to Scholl. Scholl goes for the slam. Brady Scholl locking the rim and the whole back hole arena. It looks at Scholl. Great dunk. There's 51-21 as Ben Keogh gets the ball for the Falcons at the left wing. Rotating top of the key. Now to Holstoppel on the wing. Has to drive inside, going underneath the rim to go for a shot. But blocked by Brady Scholl. Bounce pass over to Johnson. Goes for a speedy layup. No good. Try to go for a putback by the Raiders. That was missed. And the Falcons get the rebound. Garber spinning around the left side as he tries to find a pass. It's tipped up in the air and stolen by Gorbel. Gorbel taking down the right wing. Stops at the wing. Passing it to Johnson. Johnson inside to Scholl. At the high post. Goes for the shot. No good, and rebounded by the Raiders. Put back by Gorbel, no good, and rebounded by Colton Fry and the Falcons.
Colton Fry going to take it down for us and try to figure out something here for this offense.
Goes over to Matthew Holstoppel, now back to Fry.
Fry goes inside the paint to Ben Keogh, takes a dribble, now passes up to Matthew Holstoppel for a three.
Whoa. And gets it in. I mean, Matthew Holstoppel, two threes for him tonight. Something rare we do not see here with the Falcons.
I mean, coming into this game, we only have seen him attempt about five threes this season, and he's already attempted about four or five tonight.
As a full timeout is called here, so we're going to take a quick break and be back with more on Willie 103.5 Sports.
When it comes to your pool, trust matters. At Gingrich Pools, they're local, dependable, and committed to doing it right. You'll see the same technician every visit, someone who knows your pool, your equipment, and your family's needs. From routine maintenance to reliable care, Gingrich Pools is proud to support our local community and local schools. For more and to schedule your service today, find them on Facebook at Gingrich Pools or online at gingrichpools.com. Gingrich Pools, the one for your pool.
In life, the right game plan makes all the difference. And when it comes to insurance, having the right agent matters most. Trent Hostetler with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is your local teammate for protecting what matters most. Your home, your vehicles, your farm, and your family's future. Trent takes time to understand your needs and builds coverage that fits your life and your budget. From first-time drivers to growing Indiana families and all Hoosiers, Trent is proud to serve Elkhart County with trusted local service you can count on. For more information or to set up a meeting, call Trent at 574-534-2611.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back to more third quarter action as the Northridge Raiders with the ball pass inside to Scholl, and Scholl quickly gets the basket inside. Brady Scholl having a monster game for himself as he increases the lead 53-25. Grady Garber subbed in for the Falcons, and he goes for a layup inside and gets it in. Grady Garber newly subbed in and gets his first points right away in this third quarter. 53-27, Raiders will continue their lead. Gorbal moving around the right side, goes over to Slayball at the wing, now goes to Scholl to the left wing, over to Johnson. Back over to Scholl, trying to go up against Beachy, stops at the ring, goes back over to Johnson, goes back to Scholl. Swings it over to the left side, over to Gorbal. Gorbal tries to drive against Holstop. He goes to the layup inside. No good. Tipped off and goes over to Grady Garber. Grady Garber dribbling around because he gets guarded by Rumfelt. Gets his screen as he looks around. Goes to Holstop. Goes for a three on the right corner. This time short and rebounded by Brady Park and gets the easy shot on the low post.
Brady Park will get his first 2 points of the night.
Johnson taking down the he reverses it to the left side for a three by Gorbal. It's good. Gorbal gets his gets six points for him tonight. 56-29. As Parker Smith takes it down. Stops top of the key, passing it to Grady Garber. On the right wing, tries to drive inside, going for the shot. And that's going to be a whistle blown. It looks to go on Johnson. Check that's going to go on Gorbal. Team's second, team's first. So two fouls for him tonight as Garber will pass it in for the Falcons. I mean, Grady Garber doing pretty well as he passes in to Matthew Holstoppel. Goes top of the key, takes the hand off to Parker Smith as Holstoppel still has it on the left wing. Tries to go high, passes out of the paint to Brady Park, takes a dribble inside, goes for a shot and no good. Rebounded by Campbell. Goes over to Scholl, tries to go inside the paint. Loose ball on the floor. And they're going to call that a shove on Matthew Holstoppel.
Yeah, I think he'll probably get his first foul there.
His first, team's first in this third quarter. 56-29 with 2 minutes to go. Colton Fry and Ben Keogh subbed back into tonight's game. As it looks to be Campbell to pass it in. But it also looks like they're going to be wiping the floor for possible sweat from Brady Scholl falling on the ground. Great job by Hayden Johnson as the fans are kind of cheering him on for cleaning the floor. Some of those things the student section loves to do is just sometimes heckle, but sometimes have a good time doing things like that. Campbell to pass it in from the baseline. Looks for an opportunity, goes high to Scholl on the right wing. Goes for a three. No good, and rebounded by the Raiders, and going for a three by Johnson. His is off, and rebounded by Keogh. Keo goes over to Garber on the left wing. Tries to drive inside. Goes for the tough layup. Rebounded by and put back by Ben Keo.
5 points for Keo tonight.
Johnson goes over top, free throw to Rumfelt. Going back to Johnson. Ooh. Tries to go for a shot on the left side and gets it in.
Just kind of got around Brady Park and Ben Keel there on that left side.
58-31. Colton Fry with the ball for the Fairfield Falcons. Looking around to try to drive in. Goes for the tough shot. As they're going to call that a travel on Colton Fry. And that will be Northridge possession. As the subs coming in, number 30, Parker James is in. Hayden Johnson taking it down for the Raiders. Passes half court, from going right to left. Going over to Campbell on the right wing. Now bounce past the Scholl at the free throw line. Hands it back off to Campbell as he stops left wing. Goes inside to Brady Scholl as he goes for the shot. Contested, but still gets it in.
A good tough shot right there for him.
Garber tries to drive in, goes to the corner for Beachy. Beachy for a three. Good golly gee. Beachy makes a three.
Beachy getting his first points with the assist by Grady Garber.
Pass goes now top of the key to Scholl. Scholl fakes the handoff, tries to drive in, gets Colton Fry behind the back dribble. And that will be another shot for him made for Scholl. 8 points for him in this third quarter. Grady Garber hands off to Colton Fry, goes to the corner for Beachy, fakes the three, now goes for the three. This time bouncing around, no good, and rebounded by Brady Scholl. Goes over to James on the right wing, waiting for his team, goes pass over to Jake Scholl gets it in. With that shot, Jake Scholl goes into the double digits with 64-34. 2 seconds, Beachy maybe go for one last shot. Short, and that will end the third quarter as the Falcons still down 64-34 as we enter this fourth quarter. We're back with more men's Falcon basketball here on Willie 103.5 Sports.
Hey, yeah, it's me, your house. When my pipe started acting up, I was nervous about who you'd call. But then you brought in A-Plus Plumbing Solutions, and I've got to say, that repair, A-Plus work.
From residential repairs to commercial plumbing and everything in between, A-Plus Plumbing Solutions knows how to fix problems the right way. Because when your home's pipes act up, wouldn't you rather get an A-Plus repair? Serving Goshen. For service, search A-Plus Plumbing Solutions on Google or call Travis Mast at 574-202-1000. Because your home deserves an A+.
Your new home is waiting at Falcon's Lair in New Paris. Journey Homes' family-friendly community in Fairfield Schools. And right now, several move-in-ready ranch homes are available. Choose from a 2-bed, 2-bath at 1,212 square feet or a spacious 3-bed, 3-bath at over 1,900 square feet. With safe cul-de-sacs, wide sidewalks, and a future school path, Falcon's Lair was built for families. Visit journeybuilt.com or call 574-533-8603 to schedule your tour today.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
Welcome back for the fourth and final quarter action here in the Jayco Arena as the Raiders start with the ball and Scholl tries to go for a shot inside. No good. Goes for the putback shot and gets it in. Brady Scholl increasing his points tonight. Leading scorer for the Raiders. As Colton Fry tries to drive in against Johnson, spinning around, goes to Matthew Holstoppel, fakes the three and looks around. Tries to drive in against Scholl, spinning around, goes over to Parker Smith on the right wing. Smith trying to drive in at the free throw line, goes for the floater and gets it in. Parker Smith with only his first points tonight, 66-36. 7:14 to go as James goes over to Gorbel on the left wing, getting guarded by Garber. Goes now over to Scholl on the high post right side. Hands it back off to Gorbel. Goes right wing, now top of the key to Campbell. Rotating all the way now to the left wing for Campbell. Scholl gets it at the high post, goes to the corner for his brother. Now top of the key, skip pass to the left wing over to Gorbel. Gorbel backs over to Campbell, now goes for a three by Scholl and spins around. Jake Scholl gets it in.
He's going to get his second or his third three tonight.
Ball goes to Colton Fries. He goes for the shot inside the paint.
Ooh.
Gets fouled and will go to the free throw line.
As
I think that's going to be a shove there.
That will be Scholl's second. Team's first as Colton Fry gets ready to come in. Look, Colton Fry gets ready to go for his free throw attempts. Three subs getting ready to come in for the Raiders. As Fry's first is up and good. Three subs for the Raiders as it looks to be Hayden Johnson, Michael Vic Noker, and Slayball. As it looks, as Colton Fry gets ready for his second, is good.
2 for 3 tonight from the free throw line.
Taking it down on top of the key goes to Johnson. Now we're to the right wing to Scholl. Scholl tries to rotate around, going over to the left corner. Goes to Slayball. Now Johnson goes to James on the right wing. James rotating his players around. Nearly gets the ball poked out of his hands by Fry. Goes to Slayball. Now inside to Vic Noer as the ball is stolen by Parker Smith. Trying to take it down the court. Parker goes over to Colton Fry. Fry rotating around. Bounce pass over to Matthew Holstop. Loses footing and stolen by Slayball. Slayball stops at the right wing. 5:55 to go, 69-38. Goes over to Scholl in the left corner, tries to drive in. Goes now back to James on the right side. Goes for a shot, fakes it, goes for a pass for a three by Johnson. It's good. Johnson with an outstanding three there, increasing the lead 72-38.
Good assist there by James.
As Colton Fry stops at the high post, goes over to Parker Smith. Wants to try to drive in, go for the tough layup, and no good. But that will be a foul on Brady Scholl. Check that. That'll go on Jake Hayden Johnson, his first, team's second. As many subs about to come in after this free throw attempt. First one is up and no good by Parker Smith. As for the Fairfield Falcons, Zach Melberg, Brady Park, Isaac Mast, and as well as Easton Garber are all in the game for the Fairfield Falcons. As Parker Smith's second is up and good. As subbing in for Parker Smith is Grady Garber. Two Garbers on the court, Grady and Easton, both brothers, with 5:22 to go. Ball goes over to James on the left wing, now over to Vic Noer. Vic Noer spinning around the low post, goes for the shot, and good by Vic Noer. Grady Garber taking it down for the Fairfield Falcons. As he looks around and goes to Easton Garber. Going over to Grady Garber once again. Fakes the three on the right wing. Tries to go inside. Spinning around. Goes to Isaac Mast. Isaac Mast goes over to Brady Park. Spinning around inside the paint. Goes to the shot. No good. And rebounded by the Raiders.
Raiders just probably going to slow this game down for the next four-ish minutes. You know, kind of run down the clock with this 70-39 lead.
James goes inside of Vic Noer and gets it in. 76-39 with 4:24 to go. As Grady Garber tried to drive over to the right wing and gets a foul will go on Parker James, his second, team's third. As two subs coming in for the Raiders. Jake Scholl and Preston Conkey are both in the game. Isaac Mast to pass it in. Goes over to Grady Garber. Now to Melberg. Melberg on the left wing. Trying to find a place to pass. Goes to Mast. Mast goes to Brady Park. He tries to find a shot opportunity. Goes instead to Grady Garber for left wing. Goes for a mid-range floater. Good. Ooh.
4 points for Grady Garber tonight.
76-41. Ambers taking it down for the Raiders. Now goes to the left wing to Scholl. Back to Scholl on the left wing. Trying to do some action here for the Raiders. Goes to the right wing. Top of the key now to Conte. Goes to Janes, the left wing. Now over to Ambers. Ambers goes to Janes. As passing off Isaac Mass' foot. And that will be kickball there.
I mean, Josh, just what a game for Northridge tonight. Just an outstanding performance from all players on the court. They played their heart out there. I mean, they got some athletic players.
Absolutely, Dean. I mean, it's going to be a great squad in that 4A tournament coming up soon. As Conley, the newly subbed in Raider, goes over for a three for Ambers, is up and no good. Rebounded by Conte. Conte now goes over top of the key, now inside of Conley. Going for a three by Janes. Up and no good. Rebounded. That's going to be over a top called on the Raiders, and that will be Fairfield ball. 76-41, 2:22 and counting with the rolling clock. As Mass will pass it in. Goes over to Garber. Garber gets a screen as he tries to rotate to the right wing. Drives inside, goes for a pass to Easton Garber, fakes a three from the corner, rotating to the top of the key, now trying to drive inside, try to go to Brady Park, but went out of bounds. And that will be Northridge's ball with 1:53 to go and counting. Subbing in for the Raiders, number 23, Jake Scholl is in.
I mean, talk again about Jake Scholl. What an outstanding freshman player. 4 years left, or 3 years, sorry, left to play of high school basketball, and he's got quite the future ahead of him.
Conley looking around the left wing, pass, trying to pass it inside, and goes for a shot by Conte, and Conte gets it in. 78-41, and Zach Melber tries to take it down for the Falcons for some more points on the board. Goes over to Grady Garber, tries to drive it inside. Goes to Isaac Mass, but hit off the foot of a Northridge Raider. So the Falcons will pass it in. Less than a minute to go with the counting clock as Grady Garber will pass it in. Goes to Isaac Mass, fakes the three, goes to Easton Garber, back to Mass. Mass looking around, goes inside. This is going to be a whistle blown. As the refs coming to sink over, it's going to be a foul on number 32, Conte. His second, as Brady Park will go to the free throw line. His first is up. No good. 70% this season. And always something we always complimented his free throw shot is always so smooth and silk when he goes to the shot. As he gets ready for a second, is up and good. 78-43. Love to see that our student section still being proud and faithful for our Falcon boys team in a game like this. Raiders goes over to Campbell. Campbell on the left wing, rotating to the top, now stopping at the right wing. Goes over to Ambers. Ambers passing it down over to the top of the key as he gets it back. Tries to go for a pass. It's going to be a wraparound as a whistle is blown with 15 seconds. And more than likely after this foul call, that going on, Grady Garber, that will probably end tonight's game. 7 seconds and counting. And indeed that will. Instead, they'll actually stop the clock, so they'll give Adam Ambers a chance to go for some free throws. Has not shot a single time in free throw this in the last 10 games. Makes his first. 1-for-1. Increasing this lead 79-42. One away from 80. As second is up and good. Passing to Easton Garber. Tries to go for a half-court heave. And that will end tonight's game as Falcons take their fourth loss of the season in a dominant fashion by the Raiders, 80-42. I mean, Abram, you got to give it to the fact that the Raiders were just the better team the entire way around in tonight's game.
I mean, yeah, I mean, starting out, they just came out very strong and all the way up to the end, winning by 38 points.
I mean, you can't say more than that. I mean, a great job nonetheless. We're going to take a break and come back, and we'll go over some stats tonight's game and sign out before we come back Friday for the Central Nobles last conference game for the Falcons and the Riley Knights and Senior Knights. So stick around for the stats and more of the post game here on Willie 103.5 Sports.
Oldifer. Hi, I'm Alan Oldifer.
And I'm Mike Bergen. We love Kosciuszko County and have had the pleasure of serving our community and clients for over 20 years as Oldifer Bergen and Company.
Now we are excited to become part of the Beacon Point Advisor family. This move allows us to have more time to take care of our clients to help in all of your present and future financial needs. All of our local people are staying and are here to see you on West Market Street in downtown Warsaw. Remember, Oldifer Bergen & Company has partnered with Beacon Point Advisors.
Flotech Plumbing and Heating provides you expertise with air quality, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing service and installation. You receive great customer service along with 24-hour emergency service. Go with the flow. Sign up for great contests and giveaways by seeing the Flotech experts at the Fort Wayne Home and Garden Show through this Sunday at booths 402 through 406 inside the Coliseum, or at the Warsaw Home and Outdoor Show March 6th and 7th at the T-Rack at the Warsaw Community High School with free admission and parking.
Now boarding delicious. Pizza, salads, subs, and more at Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Warm up this winter with their new Chicken Pesto Pizza of the Month, loaded with grilled chicken and topped with an in-house pesto sauce. Plus, if you mention this commercial or Willie 103.5, you'll receive $2 off any order of $10 or more. Order ahead and save time. 574-642-4229. Pizza Depot in Millersburg. Open weekdays 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. and Saturdays 3 p.m. to 8 p.m.
Champions aren't just on the field, they're at home too. And Goshen Home Medical is proud to support the athletes, families, and community. Whether you're pushing for the win, cheering from the stands, or staying active at home, Goshen Home Medical is here to help you live stronger and more independent every day. From durable medical equipment and respiratory supplies to portable oxygen and mobility solutions, we support your victories big and small. Goshen Home Medical on South Main Street in Goshen. Your comfort, your independence, our priority.
When it comes to your pool, trust matters. At Gingrich Pools, they're local, dependable, and committed to doing it right. You'll see the same technician every visit, someone who knows your pool, your equipment, and your family's needs. From routine maintenance to reliable care, Gingrich Pools is proud to support our local community and local schools. For more and to schedule your service today, find them on Facebook at Gingrich Pools or online at gingrichpools.com. Gingrich Pools, the one for your pool.
In life, the right game plan makes all the difference. And when it comes to insurance, having the right agent matters most. Trent Hostetler with Indiana Farm Bureau Insurance is your local teammate for protecting what matters most: your home, your vehicles, your farm, and your family's future. Trent takes time to understand your needs and builds coverage that fits your life and your budget. From first-time drivers to growing Indiana families and all Hoosiers, Trent is proud to serve Elkhart County with trusted local service you can count on. For more information or to set up a meeting, call Trent at 574-534-2611.
This is Willie 103.5 Sports in cooperation with the Fairfield Schools Network.
And for one final time here in Jayco Arena, after a great dominant game by the Northridge Raiders, the Falcons were defeated 80-42 here. Some top scorers for tonight's game for the Raiders: Brady Scholl with 21 points, followed by Hayden Johnson with 18. And as for the Fairfield Falcons, leading scorer being Matthew Holstoppel with 10, followed by Colton Fry with 8. I mean, Abram, as we look back to the history books, this is the worst loss the Fairfield Falcons have had since the 2022-2023 season, when they lost to Northwood 64-24. So, I mean, this is basically a statement for the team. Like, we've got a lot more work to do before we get to sectionals.
I mean, yes, we definitely do. We only have about 3 days of practice before our next game, and then a game following right after that the next day, and then going into sectionals the next week. So we kind of got to practice, you know, get together. They got to get together as a team, you know, kind of talk about it, kind of explain what are we going to do moving forward from here. What's the next step?
The next step, indeed. Is Abram, any final thoughts before we sign up for tonight's game?
Thank you to everyone listening at home or in the car. It was a good game to broadcast with Josh here. So, yep, thank you to Fairfield. Thank you to Willie 103.5.
Well, that's going to do it for tonight's game. Once again, final score here in the Jayco Arena. Raiders win 80-42 as the Falcons will move on, being 15-4, and the Raiders will become 21-1. Our next broadcast will be on Friday against Central Noble, our last conference game, as well as the Riley night and senior night for the boys basketball team. You can watch that and listen to that on Willie 103.5 and on the IHSAA Champions Network. I want to give a big thanks to Abram Hattery for being my color commentary partner, hearing from Coach Neppert, and of course to Willie 103.5 for letting us broadcast to you guys all the time. As for now, folks, from tip-off to finale, bringing you the energy loud and flashy, I'm your play-by-play, Joshua Pulaski. Good night.
Hey, yeah, it's me, your house. When my pipe started acting up, I was nervous about who you'd call. But then you brought in A-Plus Plumbing Solutions, and I've got to say, that repair, A-Plus work.
From residential repairs to commercial plumbing and everything in between, A-Plus Plumbing Solutions knows how to fix problems the right way. Because when your home's pipes act up, wouldn't you rather get an A-Plus repair? Serving Goshen. For service, search A-Plus Plumbing Solutions on Google or call Travis Mast at 574-202-1000. Because your home deserves an A+.
This has been a presentation of Willie 103.5 Sports. To follow all area high school sports all season long, log on to newsnowwarsaw.com.